Nor can we say that all the punishment, all the debt of pain is removed. And only God knows, only He knows. And speaking first for myself, in other words, whenever I teach people, I tell them the one who most needs what I'm telling you is myself. We have a debt of pain. We don't know how much. We have a debt of, and we call it temporal punishment. And afterwards, the word temporal almost loses its meaning. In other words, the pain, the suffering, which is due in time, here on earth. In other words, we all have, and sisters, this is the safest statement I can make. We all have, all of us, Father, how can you say that? Only God knows our souls. I know the teaching of the church. We all have temporal punishment still due for our sins. Now, if I am mistaken, and there is someone or the other sister who, if she died now, would go straight to heaven, well, we leave that to God. But that's not the way the Catholic Church tells priests to teach the faithful. Never, never tell the faithful that they have no temporal punishment still due for their sins. And consequently, that is why we need, as St. Augustine says, you've got only one choice we sinners have, either to suffer here or to suffer hereafter. Next. No, neither is all the penalty, nor is all the guilt. And because the word guilt in any modern language has all kinds of meanings. Well, the church's meaning of guilt is the loss of grace. And consequently, sure, when we go to confession, grace is restored. But, I repeat, is all I can say, but that I must say, we cannot say that because I'm going to confession, all the grace that I had before the sins I've confessed, that all that grace is restored. I repeat, we don't have the certitude that all that grace is restored. That's one reason, by the way, why the sacrifice of the Mass is offered throughout the world, to restore the graces that have been lost through sin.
important to understand guilt, it is important to understand the meaning of guilt.
Yes.
Guilt.
Oh, guilt. Yes. Now we're going to talk more about guilt before this course is over. Guilt means the loss of grace. And, you know, I think I can say this. Over the years, I have worked with priests. Priests who are trying to live a good priestly life. Priests who have made mistakes. Priests who have been laicized. One of my very close friends is a laicized priest. And as so often happens, he lay aside because of a woman. And she was not a Catholic. So, I made sure that, and I gave her instructions, that she became a Catholic. But he is permanently laicized. You know, sisters, just think of the graces that a priest receives when he says Mass. This poor priest no longer says Mass. Now he is, I'm sure, in God's friendship. He has suffered a great deal. He's a good man. But the grace that he had before he sinned, only God knows in eternity how high a place he will have in heaven. All I can say now, and I must say it, we have no guarantee that just because I made a good confession, therefore, all the grace that I've lost and all the pain that I've incurred, the grace is back and the pain is removed. Oh. Satisfaction. Well, to be continued. Now, sisters, can I ask a question? Can a person go to confession, make a good confession, can that person have more grace than he had before he sinned? Is that possible? Yes, it is possible. But that is not the subject. To be continued.
Father, the amount of grace we get back depends on the contrition.
You mean by the contrition?
Contrition.
Yes.
The amount of grace we get back depends on the kind of contrition.
Yes. How sorry we were, yes. And how ready we were and are to accept the cross in our lives. Justine, is it time? In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Oh, sisters. You can thank Mr. Lum. Let us say, what do we have it here? Pater Noster. No, Pater Noster, quies in chaedis, Sanctificetur nomen tuum, ad veniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum, da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Mater divinae misericordiae, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Sisters, guess what? Your Paternoster was the loudest I have so far heard from you. And sisters, the louder you do it, the more grace you get.